the parsha Miketz, we have the Gilui, the Ikrei of Yosef and his Midas and his Mitzias and so on and so forth. It's a little bit to be try to aim it on the different Nikudas that Chazal bring about the union of Yosef, the different Oifanim, and try to understand a certain Briach HaTichon and a certain Kav that seems to encompass all of it. The first thing is Chazal, at the end of last parasha, at the beginning of this parasha, Chazal bring the pasuk Asha Geves Asher Som Hashem Iftachoy V'lipona L'Rehotim L'Rehovim, that the person who's Batech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asha Adam, that's Batech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yosef V'lipona L'Rehovim, because he went and asked Masar Mashkim to do him a favor, that's why he was another 2 years in jail. So the Lashon, it's awkward a little bit, the Lashon, the Chazal, because Chazal are Ke'ilu, they're starting out by saying that Yosef HaTzadik represents Bitochen, and then they're saying, but he was Nenash because he asked from the Sar Mashkim to remember him again, and it was a lack of Bitochen. So the Pashto Pshat is that it's a gather of, I guess, because of his Midah, because of his Inyan, of because of his Nekuda of Bitochen that was so strong, he should have been on a darga that it should not have said it twice. But the truth is, the Mashmos is not because he asked him twice. I mean, it's before that. Chazal say Bechlal that he went and he asked him Sarah Mashkim. And we don't find, especially, I mean, Midas Bitochen is a Gevaldike Midah. And the Ovis and the Shvatim were all very, very shayach to all wonderful Midas. So obviously, Bitochen would also be part of it. But I'd like to try to understand Midas HaBitochen with a certain aspect of Shaykh's dafke to the Midas, to the more ikedike Midas of Yosef HaTzadik, where that went off. Where the Chazal had a mikiris not only that he asked twice, but the etzim asking had a certain pagam. You find Vaita when it says, when Paro asks him he should take care of, he asked him about his cholam, and he explained to him the cholam. And then he says, V'ata yir Paro ishnov v'chochem v'shistral as Mitzrayim. Now Paro should have a very wise man and put him on Mitzrayim. He should do, make sure to take everything off, 20% and so on and so forth, and keep it for the years to come. Paro said, it's very good, because you're Adam Chacham and Ein Dov Chacham Kamaicha, so you should take care of it. The Etzem Inyan, he says you need a Ish Nov Chacham to put on Mitzrayim, and you're the right person. I mean, the Eitzah itself is not a... first of all, the Eitzah is given already. He gave the Eitzah. He said, this is what you should do. And besides which, it's not such a terribly, terribly abstruse idea that you should take, save some of the stuff that you're getting, and keep it for later. I mean, doesn't require a tremendous amount of pikchus and das to figure it out. And especially once Yosef has figured it out, it's easy. So what's the nekud of Yosef that's especially shaykh to it? And he tells him that you're the one that's shaykh to this Indian especially. One more nekud, it says that in the parasha beforehand, that when Ashes Potiphar tried to seduce him, so he answered her. He said, "Vayomer Ashes Adoinov, hein Adoini lo yoda iti ma baboyes, v'kol sheyesh lo nosim biyadi." He was mafka to me everything he gave me. There's nobody bigger than me, and he made me in charge of everything except for you. How can I do this terrible thing? Arias is a davar chamor by all counts. It's one of the gimel. The mabul came because of Arias. Arias is one of the gimel chamuras, and it's aishas ish. And by all counts, you had before Avshalom and you had Paroi and being Nogea and Eishes Ish is a terrible Aveira. He's toilet in sort of Midas Tavis of other things. Why didn't he say you're an Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish is a terrible Aveira, and how could I possibly do the Aveira of Eishes Ish? I mean, if he's a tzaddik, he shouldn't say that. He comes with a whole shtickle, with a whole nekuda that seems to be, you know, it's a side nekuda. The musig of Yosef at tzaddik to us has come down as kedusha in yanim of Arias especially. So shouldn't that and the reason why it is because he refrained himself because he was. Shame on himself, and he wasn't nichshel narayis. Even though it was proposed, on the one hand, tremendous enticement, on the other hand, a tremendous risk. So wouldn't you expect him to say, "Oy vey, kedusha, narayis, terrible"? Nothing. So let's try a little bit to understand the inyan of Yosef, the specific nekuda of Yosef that is Yosef's midah, especially. One more place that I would like to point out something, I guess a little bit of a side point. It says that when Yaakov sent his children to go to Yosef, he told them that Kel Shakai Yitel Lechem Rachmim Lefnei Ha'ish. It's Kel Shakai. So it's very hard to understand. Shakai is a Lashon of Din. You want something, a Kel Rachmim of sorts. Rashi says right away that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should die b'nesinas rachmov, and Mishal Omay dive yomal dive l'tzoroisai. So an Indian, also it's an Indian of Gvul, but on the Tzoros. The Zohar Kaddish says that Shakai is Melosha Shadayim, that it's what's Yoyne Klal Yisrael, is the meter that's called Kel Shakai, that's Yoyne Klal Yisrael, Melosha Shadayim. It's hard for us to understand how the midah of Shadayim, the midah of Shakai, which is a midah sadin, should be the thing dafka that nurses Klai Yisrael and so on. So let's be misamek tak a little bit on Yosef's main midah, Yosef's core midah, and then we'll understand a little bit about where these things come in. It says Yosef is the mash b'chlas Mitzrayim. Yosef is the person that gives. He's the one who is the mashpia. He's the one who gives to all of Mitzrayim. The structure is that all of it belongs to Paroi. The tvua belongs to Paroi, but Yosef is the pchina of the mashpia. He's the one who actually gives it out. He's the distributor. The Gemara says, the Gemara is Oymer on the Nekuda. The Gemara says, Chamra lemara, the wine belongs to the balabayas, but tavi l'shakya, but the thank you, you say to the person who pours it to you. So the person who pours you a glass of wine, you say thank you, even though the wine belongs to the balabayas. If you're sitting at a table and the balabayas put down wine and somebody poured it for you, you say thank you to the person who poured it to you, because pouring itself is also a pu'ula that deserves hakaras hatov. Chazal asodi not mafkia hakaras hatov to the balabayas. But they add that there's another nekuda of Shakya. Yosef at Tzadik is the darga of the Mashpia. In Koymas Adam, in Suras Adam, the Mida that's Kenegadat is the Mida where a person is Mashpia to Doris to come. The fact that a person is Mashpia the entire Mahus, his entire Mahus, to Doris to come is the great Makom Hashpa. That Mida of being Mashpia to the Nekeva, the Oitzvus of the Doris, that is Keneged the Mida of Yosef, which on a practical level expresses itself in the Yonim of Kedusha. The Oitzvus Kodesh is Keneged them, that is in that Aver and so on. I want to understand the oimek of the two inyanim together. I mean, the kedusha shaboy and in a mashpia, you have an inyan. Yosef is called Yosef Miloshen Yosef Hashem li benachem, that Yosef contains within himself another son. Koil Gadol Lo Yosef means a koil that never stopped. The koyach of hashpah mitzad dozen yonim, mitzad the yonim of the mid of Yosef, is mashpia a lot more than the person has in himself. The person is one person, he produces many people. That's the koyach of Tosefes. That's the koyach of being Yosef. How do we deher such a koyach? How could something give more than it has? And the answer is that if the institution, if the instance of hashpah is a bridge, then the amount that it could be mashpia is not the amount that it contains, but the amount that it could be meschabered to. In other words, if I have a barrel of wine, like in the Gemara's times, and then you make a hole in the barrel, and you put like a straw type of thing, like a tzinor, to bring wine down. So how much wine could the tzinor give into the glass? A tzinor full? No. He can give a barrel full. His limit is the barrel. He's the hechatimtza. Since a barrel cannot be mashpia into a person can't drink from a barrel, or you can't just take a bottle and fill it from a barrel. You need to have a tzinor. So the tzinor acts as a oifin of bringing something from without to within. That's the process of a tzinor. That koyach is the koyach of hashpah that people have that carries in itself the hechatimtza for Tosefes. So let's give two examples where there could be a pagam in that tzinor. So imagine you have a barrel of wine, and you have the pipe, the straw that you stick in, and it draws off the wine. So there are two oifanim that it could become a pagam. One is if you stuff up the end of the straw. In other words, you put it into the barrel, but it gets clogged up with sediment, let's say. So there's nothing coming from the barrel. So how much will come out of the straw? As much as the straw contained, and that's the end of it. So let's say you put a straw in, and wine comes out, but it immediately clogs up with sediment. So you can actually get only the pipeful, that's it. Or if the pipe has a hole, and it goes out, not where it's supposed to go to, you also can't get the shefa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a dogma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like the amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mashpia is ein soif, there's a hechatimtza for a person to be a mashpia and a bria, and the volume of hashpah is ein soif, because he's a shakya. So how much wine could the shakya bring to the table? As much as the mara possesses. But that requires from the mara, from the shakya, to have two midas. One is a mida that whatever he has is kuloi from the mara. It all comes from the makar. If the shakya is trying to bring his wine to the table, shakya is poor usually. The waiter is not rich. He doesn't have much wine. It dries up. There's not. He takes a bottle of wine from the cellar, brings it up. If this is what he has, this is all he has. Unless he can keep bringing from the basement, from the balabai's basement, there's not going to be more wine coming through the shakya. Secondly, if he takes off for himself in any degree, then he becomes, then he stops being a shakya, and it doesn't go further. Those are in the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put as a mashpia into the bria. There are two pagamim. One pagam could be if you disassociate it from the makar, and a second pagam is if you take it for yourself. I want to, but there are dugma, but the dugma is a very, very sharp dugma, it's a very emissa dugma. in the koyches aguf that are associated with this hashpa, the Torah gave two mumim, two psulim. There's koresh shafcha and there's mocha kosus. If the mokor is destroyed, there can't be any hashpa. And if the bridge is damaged in a way that it doesn't go to its source, to its destination, but it goes off somewhere else, that's also a psul. In other words, the shlemus of the midah v'ashpa requires that it's attached to the mokor and it's coming from a mokor, and it's going to the destination without losing anything. Without taking anything for itself, meaning not for its destination. Those are the physical representations of those chesronos and so on. Yosef HaTzadik is the mashbech l'aretz Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is the midah of hashpa. He was supposed to take from Yaakov and give to the brothers. Yaakov taught him all his Torah, and he was supposed to be in the tchum of Malchus, that is Yosef's. He was supposed to be a spirit to his brothers. There are two areas that this demonstrates a special need for Hitzdainus. One is, where does it come from? If for every person, a lack of Midas Bitochen is not as sharp as for Yosef HaTzadik. Because if Yosef HaTzadik declares that his success comes from any place but the Sheirish, but the Mokker, then he is, for a normal person, it's a chisaron. Yosef HaTzadik loses his atzmius of his midah. And that's why the etzim, for Yosef to ask of the Sar Mashkim, the Chazal say, because he's the person that's supposed to be so much from Iftachoy, it's not Midas HaBitochen, Mitzad HaMuna, and so on. It's Midas HaBitochen from a different angle. My tafkid is dafka to take, whatever I have is always I'm getting from the mucker. And I think the tikkun to that, Nekuda, was that when Paroi was Magdalim, and Paroi said, I heard about you, such wonderful things, and you're going to be somebody who's going to be, you could be Paisa Cholim. So he bets him, he cut Paroi short. I mean, it's almost a breed of Malchus. Vayan Yosef Paroi Leimor Bilodai, Elokim Yana Shleim Paroi. You know, Paroi tells Yosef, listen, I heard you can be Paisa Cholim, here's the Cholim. And Yosef cuts him off the middle and says, no, it's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Yosef can't be, it's a tshuva. Yosef is telling Paroi, if you're asking me to be Pesach Olam, I can't be the Pesach Olam. If you're asking me to draw from the Mokker, yes, Elokim is the Bala Pisrin. So he needed to be kaveya that because Hitaka can't be Pesach Olam. It wasn't just a polite interchange. If Yosef stels a chavek as himself, there's no Yosef. If Yosef stels a chavek as the spokesman for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is a Pesach Olam. That's almost a tikkun of whatever lack there was in being mistamech on Sarah Mashkim, someone else. Here he said, he put it down very clear that it's the Chamra is the Mora, and I'm only the Shakir. On the other hand, any time Yosef takes for himself, anything that he would take for himself would be a chisarn, it would be a pagam in the mid of Yosef. Because if there's a chisarn in the bridge that takes it to its destination, that's also a passless. That's why in the mid of Kedusha, Yosef looked at Potiphar and told her, my Metzias is a Neman. I can't take anything for myself. That's my Metzias. In other words, the reason why I used that argument was because he needed to be Megala, his Mida. It's a deeper Mida, it's a deeper Hagdara of Arayas. The whole Mida is that I'm a Neman, I'm a Shema for something, and I would be betraying my shmirah, then I stop being who I am. For Yosef to take for himself, that is that destroys his etzem midah. Rav Volbe writes, when he speaks about the inyanim of kedusha in his hadrachas and so on, he puts it down that every single person carries within himself a pikadon from Adam HaRishon onwards. In other words, in the world, mainly the pa'ulas that I do, the things I do, I myself do them. We have to understand Siyata Shmaya, but the hair is, I'm doing it. If I do a davar toy with my hands, with my feet, whatever it is, I'm doing it. In the mitzias of the koyach of hilada and zriya that a person has, he's be'etzem carrying a pikadon from the very first doyer, from Adam HaRishon onwards, and he's a tzinar through which that pikadon flows onwards. The approach to kedusha, the healthy and the correct approach to kedusha, is that I'm ashamed of certain mishmeres. That is the oifen of it, and that is be'etzem the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is mashpia only if he's holding it, and so on. It expresses itself in his name and his mitzias. The Chazal does a pasuk. It says Ishe Munois Rab Brachos. The pasuk of Mishlei, that a person who's trustworthy has much bracha. The word bracha means you have more than you put in. Like by Yitzchak, he planted and he got back Me'ah Sharim. He got back 100 times over what he planted. Bracha is ribui. It's always more than you put in. Zera, Zriya, those are all in Yonim of Bracha, that you get a lot more than you put in. A person puts in a Tipa Srucha, we get a whole lot of them out of it. We get many Anashim, we get many Doras out of it. That is the Pchinas Bracha is the Yosef HaTzadik is also Miloshim Toisefes. Yosef HaTzadik was the only Shevet that had two Shvatim. He gave birth more than what he had in him. He was one Shevet. Every Shevet is one Shevet. That's it. Every Shevet was this Chalik to Mishpachos and Bati Avos and so on and so forth. Yosef was the only one that was capable of making two Shvatim out of one, because he had this skula of being an Ish Emunah. If a person takes for himself, in as much as the person sees it as his, then he's limited. You can't, of yours, you can't have more than you have. Of that which you're transferring from outside yourself, and you're serving as a conduit. If I have a truck full of schayra, that's how much schayra I have, that's how much I can give. But if I have a truck and I take other people's schayra, it's unlimited how much I can take, because I'm not limited to what I have in my rishus. I'm just a hechetimtza for something else. So Yosef contained himself a bracha. That's why Ayin Hara wasn't shaylet on Yosef, because there was nothing for to be chal on. There was no peace I could say, oh, this is mine. I mean, nobody can give me Ayin Hara. If somebody sends me down with $2 million to deposit the bank, and somebody sees me with a $2 million check, and he says, ah, wow, I'm mekani you. What are you mekani me? I'm saying go for it if I'd be depositing a dollar of $2 million. What's the difference? I'm mine. I inherit shaylit when you can be tefa something as his, as yours. If I'm only a carrier, then it's not shaykh that I should be nitfas, that there should be, I inherit should be chal on it, because it's not mine to start with. So the midah of Yosef is a very crucial midah. The midah of Yosef is the bridge between Akadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa and It the transition of it into the world. We asked about Shaka and Shadayim. The purpose, one of the purposes of the midah of the person who's a mashpia, is to shtel zech tzu to the mushpa. The mushpa can't take everything and can't get everything. He needs to get it in the midah shayach to him. Lamashal, if somebody's saying a shir and he says it the way he would like to understand it, at the pace that he would like to say it, then it's his own hanah, And it could be that the mushpa is not shayachted at all. It's not, he doesn't, it's too big for him. He can't understand it. He can't, whatever it is, too quick, too big. The person, the midah of hashpa includes itself a shakai element. Shadayim, the shadayim is not what manufactures the milk. It's what makes the milk apropos for the child. It shtelts to the milk to the child. So the midah of hashpa contains in itself a koyach of being mitzamtzemit, Sai mitzad, not taking for yourself, and Sai mitzad showing to where it's going to. I think Sosema says that was the Chochem v'Novoin in Yosef, that he told Yosef, he said, if you deher with your, in other words, if a person gets a lot, for instance, I have a chef of parnasa, all of a sudden my parnasa is doing very well. If my deher is, it's for me. It's me, it's for me. So, live it up. I always lived on $1,000, I have $10,000. Live it up. But if I deher it as all as just a shlichus and a tafkid, then where's it going to? I don't know. I can't believe if I need only $1,000, why do I have $10,000? So the kayach to take the other nine and to push it for the time, the person, the place that it has to go for, that's part of that midah. So it's not just the why, the chachma of saying, if you're going to have a hunger in 5 years, save up some money. It's the koyach ha-nefesh of being able to put it there and channel it there and so on and so forth. I want to bring it to us in a very relevant way. When we look at big people, there's always, people say, you see, everybody thinks that he's limited in what you could do. Look at so-and-so, the Torah that he did. Look at so-and-so, the Torah was mashpia. The uftu he did, and so on. We take models and heroes who accomplish great things, and you see that people's kochas are unlimited, and you could be like that. There's a mistake in that. The people who accomplish things that seem to be far bigger than any person could do, and so on, it's because they had that midah. I mean, the Pan Vajirov was the Yosef Kimamara, his name was. The reason why, but what we can learn from him is when a person deheres himself as not having a self, that biladai is where it comes from, and that the person is isha munais, then the person's ability to do is limitless. The people whose dargan Torah was greater than anything than we imagine a person, you know, I don't know, it seemed limited kishreinis, and the person seems to be shefer. That's when the person possesses that. If the person is worried about his shtickle and how he said it, did he say it? Is it mine? Is it his? And then he's limited. Whatever Kadosh Baruch gave you, that's what you have. You can't be bigger than yourself. If the person stells himself avek as a tzinor, this is what it says. What does it say? The I, me, him are not of any, are not shaykh to it, then it's shaykh to the person taps into Torah itself. If the person is a shakya, how much wine do you have if you're a waiter? As much as the owner has. How much wine do you have as a waiter if you're hosting the party? As much as the waiter earns. If you take any of it for yourself, the minute you take some stuff, you stop being a libid emes a shakya. Now you're a mara. This is yours. You're not serving it further. You take it for yourself. The giving it to the other person, they have attempt to take for yourself, so then again you limit it. In the world of being, if a person wants to be a mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtol davek hashpa, mitzvah the pnimius, the fact that a person is mashpia, nudar, is the greatest thing a person ever do. The closest a person comes to being a bayir olam, the bayir olam is when he creates a dar. There are two tnayim for it. The person has to be makir where it comes from, and the person has to not take anything from self. The Chosim Oisbris Kodesh is a chsima that nothing of it was meant for yourself. It was all meant, you are the Neman. You take it from one place, that's not you, and you bring it to the second place, that's not you. And if you do that, then you're a Shakya. It's again Ruchnius in every endeavor. For us who want to do a Ruchnius, and it's part of our Teichen and drive, the Pgam, what separates people who did prolifically, in a way that we can't attribute it to human endeavor, are people that acted as a Shakya. If we're limited, if we think it's we who are teaching or giving or whatever it is, and if we want something for it, a little kickback, then we ruined it. Then the pshat is fine. So you're limited to whatever it's yesh miyesh. There's no bracha in it. I want to add that it's Chanukah is always part of Miketz. The musig of it's extraordinary. Chazal told us that the makor from where there was bracha in the oyer, there was teisefes, there was meisav haholich, is because the pach was chosim b'chosem es kohen gadol. It's very hard not to hear the word chosim b'ispris kodesh in the same places. Those in yanim that are chosim with a shmira. Those in Yanim that we don't allow for outside things, that goes on. The whole Metzias, I want to put a certain perspective. There was Big Nisyonos and Doris 100 years ago and so on, where there was a lot of pressure, L'mashan V'lajan or so, to make the yeshiva, to change its Tzuri yeshiva in a way that wasn't acceptable. And the danger was that they would close down the yeshiva, and there would be, and they did eventually close down the yeshiva, and there'd be no Torah in Klal Yisrael. And there was a lot of Anoshim Gdolim felt that, listen, you know, you have to take the Rabbi Miuto and work with it. Gdol Olam, Reb Chaim, and so on, were very misnagged. The nimuk was, it's not for us to make. The oimuk of the nimuk was, if we're making the decisions, it's our thing. It's my yeshiva. Listen, it's my yeshiva. I want a yeshiva. I need a yeshiva. I'm doing a lot of good things with the yeshiva. So how could I let the yeshiva be closed? Somebody gives me X amount of money, and he says, I want you to buy material. The ceiling is this and this price. Period. Those are your instructions. If I go and I make a cheshm, I say, well, it's a little more expensive, but he could sell it for more, get back his money, and everything. Then I stop being a shakya. I might do good, I might do bad, but I'm no longer. Then it's my geschäft, not his geschäft. If I follow the instructions, it's his geschäft. We're not. What do you mean? We can't let Torah go down, kids. It's not ours. It never was ours. It's not going to be ours. We're given a charge. We have to fulfill it. And we either do or don't fulfill it. If we do it that way, then there'll always be bracha masyadenu. The minute we see it as our geshef, so it's as good as we are. Warts and all is not better than we are. But if the person says, it's not mine, and I have instructions what to do with it, and so on and so forth, And that's what I need to do with it. Then you become a chetimtza for Tosefes. So in Chanukah the hair is. We chose between taking a lot of shemen that wasn't royu, to taking something that was chosum. Once if we stole zechtsu, if we the hair the things we do, as being coming from someplace else, with a bridge of Hashpa. But to be a bridge, it requires two things. It requires completely understanding that Biladai has nothing to do with me, and I don't have the bailos on it, and it's not for me to decide, and it's not and it's not for me to make Cheshbonos. I'm taking something else. I'm Sachakol a porter, nothing more than that. And part of that charge is none of it goes to me. It's chosim. It's sealed so that a yad zar should not be shaylin in it, and my yad zar is part of it. Taking any type of hanor from it, whatever hanor, whether it's money, whether it's covered, whether it's a connect, anything that I take from it is plagiam in that. And I stop being a shakya. And then automatically it's only nidam kefit money. The person who does it, that's the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. It's the midah of being able to be the ultimate chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Mashpia in Seif, and the people who need that hashpa, who need that hashpa. The person who has both those in Yonim, the Biladai, and the fact that he's a Neman, that's the person who's Zoicha to Rab Brochis. The for having a Moisef V'Hoylech. It's not, I mean, even think about just the word Moisef V'Hoylech. I'll give you a mashal. If a person, in anything that's Yesh Mi Yesh, Moisef V'Hoylech can't be the Mahalach. If I have a barrel that I have to empty out, I can only take what's in the barrel. There's no, it's not Shayach to have Moisef V'Hoylech. When you have a pipe, when you start piping something, as far as the pipes go, in the beginning it's a little bit, and as the pipe gets it cleared out of stuff, as it gets used to it, it becomes Moisef V'Hoylech. Because when the thing itself becomes more ruggled to it, it stalls it so better, it can give more and more. The Yonim of Torah, where it says, Koil Gol Lo Yosef, the Yonim of Eira, where it's Moisef V'Hoylech, is only Shayach if the person is an Isha Munas and is a Rab Rochis. Thank you.